We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for hip-hop and R&B. Whereabouts unknown, history well-known, 30 years of comedy, Talent Harris joins us now on the WDKX Wake Up Club. What's going on, sir?
Hey, man. What up, team? What's up? How we doing, first of all, man? Top of the morning and all that good stuff. 30 years. I can't believe it.
Listen, man, I text you and already congratulate you, but I'm giving you roses in front of everybody. I want to, you know, congratulate you again, Talent, man. 30 years strong, staying relevant in this game, being one of the funniest comedians of all time in my book, my personal favorite comedian. But I just want to say, yo, congratulations, Talent. And like I said before, like I told you, it's great to be able to do what you love to do for that long. Yeah. And be able to make people laugh and forget about their problems that they're going through.
It's crazy, man. And I look at it like this, bro. You know, I'm blessed because there's good 30 and there's a bad 30. The good 30 is that it don't feel like 30 and you're still relevant. You're still part of the, you know, the mainstream of working in this industry and being relevant. That is a good 30 when it don't feel like it. Like, if I didn't have the tangible things that I could go back and point to, which are dated, and say, okay, it's 30, I wouldn't even believe it's 30. It could be a bad 30, bro. You could be, you know, I could be out there getting 2 for 5 right now.
It's great to have those many years. And then I saw with my own eyes some of the greats pay homage to you. I saw with my own eyes some of the greats say, listen, if it wasn't for T, I wouldn't be doing this. I saw this with my own eyes. So, listen, T, I want to salute you, man, and, you know, we're going to push for another 30.
Oh, thank you, brother. I mean, I look at it like this. Speaking of the greats, all the people that came through the world of talent or the school of talent who went on to do great things, that's money in the bank for me. People don't realize that.
Yeah.
Like, that's my, you know, the federal government, you know, they got reserves in the treasury. I got the treasury. My treasury got names like Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Mike Epps, Bill Bell, all them dudes, you know, I'm going to get checks from them when I retire.
Now, I got like kind of a bittersweet moment. Earlier this week, I believe it was Monday, I'm doing things around the house. So, you know, we just laid the late, great Biz Markie to rest. So I'm watching, you know, the homegoing service. I'm streaming it. And I'm not really looking at it. I'm just playing it. So I hear this voice come on. I said, wait a minute. That's all I tell it. So I look.
Wait. Tell me. You did Biz's funeral?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I hosted the ceremony, the homegoing. You know, they wanted it to be funny. You know, they wanted it to be in the light of Biz. Biz is a funny soul and spirit. So, you know, the wife, you know, figured that they wanted to not to be this big sad thing. It was in a huge theater in Long Island where Biz was, you know, grew up and raised. And when I tell you everybody was there, the most miraculous thing was that how many people was in, to fill up a theater with entertainers, 90% entertainers, you know what I mean, and their guests, everybody from Ice-T to LL Cool J to Fat Joe to EPMD to Big Daddy, I mean, everybody, Kid Capri, everybody. It was amazing.
Now, let me ask you this, T. You being personal friends with Biz, can you share with Rochester one of your greatest memories with Big?
Oh, absolutely. It's a few memories with Biz. Biz, first of all, people don't know this about Biz, is a collector, right? So Biz like to collect footage and things. Like, he, if you went to Biz's house, he has old tapes of all the sitcoms and all the funny movies and stuff like that and comedians that he loved. You know, he always would hound me for tapes of my old Apollo appearances and Def Jam stuff because he collect that type of stuff. One of the funniest things is I always tell people Biz could snap. He was like a comedian when it comes to snapping. And Biz would, like, you know, he was so good that we put him on the album Snaps, the comedy album called Snaps. It was only two rappers that could hang with the comedians. On the East Coast, it was Biz at the time. And on the West Coast, it was Coolio. They could snap real good. And Biz was like hanging with the best of them on there. So last time I seen Biz live, we're in East Orange, New Jersey at a show, and Biz, he's in the audience, and Cool V's DJing and everything, and my girl Stephanie McCray's on stage. She's up right before me. And Biz is there, you know, he's there to support and see me perform. And Stephanie's up there, and Biz's table gets a little loud. And she breaks her comedy to say, hey, man, you know, quiet down. What the hell's wrong with y'all? And she see Bitch, she's like, Bitch, you know better. Don't make me light that table up. So when she said that, Biz looked at her. Biz looked at me to the side. I gave the little head shake, like, please don't. Please don't. Not right now. Because I know how good he is. She has no clue. And he looked at me, and he digressed. He was like, all right, my bad. I'll quiet him down. Keep going. So when it was over, when I got up there, did my thing, it was over. We in the next room, you know, listening to the music and getting drinks and taking pictures. And Biz looked at me and said, now, you know I could have lit her up, right? I said, yeah, I know. I appreciate you falling back. Right at that point, she comes in the room, like kind of bragging, like thinking she did something to him, right? She's like, yeah, I had to shut you down. So Biz goes out of nowhere. This is how funny he is. He said, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. He said, so where you going after this? You going to the beach or the pool? And the girl goes, she said, what? He said, you going to the beach or the pool? She said, beach or the pool? Why would you say that? He said, he pointed to her stomach and said, no, you've been wearing the inner tube. Yo, I walked away so fast, man. And the second thing that made my legs weak backstage at the funeral, right, which I didn't remember until I'm midway hosting the show, midway through the service, and I remember something that was real eerie to me. Like, Biz said to me one time, and this was like, had to be 15, 16 years ago, he was at a show, and it was like six of us went up or whatever, and he comes over at the end and said, man, talent, yo. He said, dude, you are funny, man. I said, no, Biz, you know, everybody's funny. We had a good show. He was like, nah, bro. You funny, funny. Like, to you, like, you like funny. Like, you make people at a funeral laugh. And look who funeral I was doing.
Wow.
And when that came back to me midway through the thing, I had to get some water. I had to take a walk, get some air and all that. Because I was like, yo, how ironic was a man to say that 15, 16 years ago? And that funeral, because I haven't done that at anybody's funeral. I mean, I've spoke at relatives' funerals and stuff like that, but I've never held it together and hosted and stuff like that. And for him to say that 15, 16 years ago and it coming to fruition to be his funeral was stupendously crazy.
I don't think people realize that there are some comedians that turn it off. You don't turn it, like, you're funny on air, off air, off air that will never be on air. Like, you're that type of funny. When people come to see you for the Comedy Takeover, I don't see too many people ever disappointed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because that's the best thing to do. The best thing to do is harness natural ability. If you harness mm-hmm. the natural ability, you're never trying. See, that's mm-hmm. the thing. If you're trying, you're going to have more bad days than not, because it's like getting up to go to work. Like, when I get up to go to work, I don't really look at it like I'm getting up to go to work. You know what I mean? So if you're looking at it like that and your act is an actual act, it can be off because you need to be a certain way to be on. But if I'm just being myself mm-hmm. and I'm harnessing natural ability, I'm always going to be me. There's nobody else I could be. You know what I mean? So my odds of being off is way different than the average comedian who has an act per se.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I got to ask you, you know, you don't have to help some people out with this whole Cuomo thing. Because I think there's a lot of people that are looking at this Cuomo thing, not specifically in his case, but I'm talking about, like, the extension of the conversation, talent, and Rain Sight. You have to jump in this, too, because I think this is a really pivotal moment on how people feel uncomfortable and to stop the pursuit. You see what I'm saying? Like, the pursuit of people that say they're not interested turns into a game. And it gets creepy and uncomfortable. When it's over, it's over. And I'm not sure what happened with Cuomo. I'm not sure. I don't know no specifics of anything. He says he didn't do anything wrong. But right. 11 women felt uncomfortable with the sexual advances. So how do you sort of change the game? Because this is 2021.
Right. I mean, I hate the whole thing because when you really dive into this type of thing, it's too broad. It needs to be reeled in because I think it's too broad. It really breaks down to how the person feels about the person. So, and I think that's the double standard or contradiction, if you will. If we're in a workplace and you're saying you don't want to be touched, whether it's a hand on the shoulder, you know what I mean, or a hand on the wrist, you don't want to be touched. But if I see you and I like you and I see you every day in the workplace letting Billy Bob touch you on the shoulder, touch you on the hand, I'm like, okay, it's not a problem. So then I mess around and touch you on the hand or the shoulder. And next thing now, I'm down at HR explaining myself. You know what I mean? And I didn't really mean it that way. Then you got to realize it's all generational. 2021, people, you have to get with the, you know how people say get with the times? You got to get with the times. The times have different regulations now. So we, you know, grew up, if you grew up with 80s baby, 90s baby, you grew up in a time where phrases like persistence overrides resistance.
Yep.
You grew up in those phrases of times. That's how you lived your life. Well, guess what? The script has been rewritten. The rules and regulations have been, look at it like any other job. Jobs wake up every day and change the rules and regulations, and you have to adhere to them. And it's just that simple. A person's personal space is exactly that. They're going to feel how they want to feel. Some people, see, my problem is this. My problem is if you really, truly feel whatever it is you feel, attack that head on ASAP. Attack that head on ASAP. The minute somebody says something to talent or touches talent a certain way, I say something ASAP so yeah. You don't do that again. Shut that down. I don't wait down the line till I see an opportunity or jump on some sort of bandwagon. We're watching this play out with Cuomo. We're watching this play out with Deshaun Jackson and these people in leagues and athletics and stuff like that. Attack it head on when it happens. Shut it down. If you don't do that and you come back later, you're going to have a mixed review. You're going to have people who think it's credible, and you're going to have people who's like, they're just doing this because of XYZ. And that's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. So if you somebody makes you uncomfortable, whether it's something they say, whether it's something they do in the workplace, or even if it's not in the workplace and you shut it down, but specifically speaking to the workplace, you shut it down, that's it.
That's it.
Then when they come back and you say, okay, well, now I got to take this to HR because I told you once, and you keep playing. So you know what? Now I'm going to go really nip this in the bud.
And that's the official way to do it. That's the official right way to handle that. Not, I didn't say I was uncomfortable. I let it happen 10 times. And then now somebody else is attacking it, and I'm jumping into that lawsuit. See, that to me, that part is whack. Like, attack it head on. And like Rain just said it. Hey, bro, I don't like that. I'm not with that. Can you? I appreciate if you stop that. And if you come back and you do that again, now I done told you I didn't like that. Now I got to bring you up and let people know to shut it down, because clearly you didn't want to shut it down when I asked you to.
Listen, I have to ask you this before we go. Talent Harris joins us now. 30 years of comedy, as always. Comedy Takeover. We'll be back in Rochester in the near future. All this NBA money, I can't help. And I know the sports fan in you has thought about this, Talent. Think about this for a minute. I want you to really think about this as a sports fan.
Yeah.
If Butter from Sunset Park was out on the free agent market right now, what do you think he would be worth?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Butter would be in his second contract. Butter would be like Curry. Curry just signed his second $200 million joint. Butter would be getting a $300 million extension over 6 years. And for the simple fact that because it's not parquet, it's not margarine, it's butter, baby.
You know full well you can't get no $300 million.
Listen, man, why not? Salary. Why not? Butter would be like Bo Jackson. Butter would play baseball. Butter would be an Olympic swimmer, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who played Butter in Sunset Park, 30 years of comedy, Talent Harris. We wish you the best of luck, man. Safe travels as always.
Hey, thanks, man. The Comedy Takeover is coming back next month. Look out for the date, man. Talent's Comedy Takeover featuring my dynamic duo partner, DJ Sy.
That's right.
That's your dynamic duo partner.
Yeah, that's the dynamic. He makes up the duo. I'm a solo if I don't have my dude with me. You know what I mean?
So can we put him in some tights?
No, we're not doing that.
Well, he could wear the tights. I got the utility belt.
The utility belt is good. Okay, I just want to say congratulations to your 30 years of comedy. And I got one question for you.
Yes.
How does it feel to wake up and know that most of your life is a joke?
Ooh. Nice. Boom. Hey, Rain, that's what she said.
I love you, man. I love you, Talent. But was it consensual? Congratulations. I love you. Can't wait to see you.
All right, man, you take it. We're in enough trouble already. You take it easy, my friend.
I see y'all, man.
All right, man.
Hilarious.
Talent Harris, 30 years of comedy. Thank you for the time this morning. You take it easy. We are 103.9 WDKX.